What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow. Disney does not care about theater anymore. They're focusing all on the streaming. So before we go ahead and get into the episode, I would ask you kindly to go ahead and like, share, subscribe this episode so that way we can make better episodes and ship content that will be good for your health. That is not a guarantee. But anyways, thank you guys for listening. We're going to get in with another episode of The Red and Yellow. This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So it seems that Disney does not care about the theater anymore. They're changing their whole plan of how they're going to be doing movies from now on. So, reading a CNBC article, meet Kareem Daniel, the head of Disney's new distribution unit. Now, on the key points, it says Disney has promoted Kareem Daniel, the former president of Consumer Products, Games, and Publishing, to oversee new media and entertainment distribution group. I wonder how this is going to affect like games like Kingdom Hearts and mobile games as such. The current CEO of Disney hired Daniel as an intern, but he graduated school and now he's promoted to this high level position. Now, this article goes on to say Disney has a long history of turning hourly employees into company executives, but Kareem has different plans for what's going on. Still sticking with the CNBC article, as a part of the reorganization, Bob Chapek tapped Daniel, the former president of Consumer Products, Games, and Publishing, as the head of the new company's new media and distribution groups. Daniel's no longer a stranger to working with Chapek. After all, the current CEO of Disney hired Daniel as an intern when Daniel was working for the NBA. Blah, 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 blah. We're getting into the meat of the stuff instead of doing that. Disney is becoming more and more reliant on its streaming services as movie theaters. Disney is becoming more reliant on its streaming services as movie theaters have been unable to recover after the shuttering in March due to the outbreak. Now, if you think about it, the way that they've been releasing all of their new movies has been theater releases, but at home. So they promoted Mulan to the full extent and they're like, boom, we're going to release it. Everybody gets to watch it. But people had to be behind a paywall in order to get it. Like, people are behind a paywall anyways to watch Disney Plus, period. But a lot of people still have the Disney free trial as a part of Verizon and a part of whatever other plan that you got that allows you to get a couple months for free, whether it was the 3-month trial, whether it was the 6-month trial, or if you were with Verizon, you got the full year trial. No matter what you got, you're still not paying for the full Disney. So I wonder how it's going to work when everybody's trials run out completely, you know. But besides that point, they are shifting focus from doing theater releases, theatrical releases, as people in the industry would call it, and shifting more to their own promoted things. And this is there's some good and bad with this. Now, I'm going to go over that in a second, but let's continue to read the article. Disney is becoming more reliant on the streaming service. Ticket sales and foot traffic have been particularly lackluster at domestic theaters. They're probably making significantly less because of this whole pandemic. Now, if you think about it, it might be better for people to pay and then pay the premium to go ahead and watch the thing on their own service. It sounds good. But, you know, for the consumer side, it's not that great. But since the industry has attempted at large-scale reopenings in late August, you know, with AMC theaters and such, we've gone over this in an earlier episode. It's disappointing. This disappointing turn forced Disney and other studios to postpone major blockbuster releases. There has been literally no movies that came out this year. If you think about the biggest, most high-selling, grossing movie this year, that has to go to Sonic. That has to go to Sonic, the animated movie. The flossing, dancing, hyperactive Sonic the Hedgehog that is different from what we know as in our childhoods. Now, this is where Daniel comes in. The 46-year-old will be in charge of making sure streaming becomes profitable and making big decisions about Disney's theatrical and streaming content and releases schedules going forward. So, like I said, they're going to try to make Disney Plus the theater. HBO Max is something that's actually following suit with that. So I don't know how they're going to do it, because they got two big, they have the biggest studios behind these two platforms. Disney makes movies, period. They make movies, 2 to 3 movies that are animated a year, along with some live actions in between that, along with live action and animated TV shows for kids, adults, and in between. So Disney is a big studio. Talking about HBO Max, they do the same thing. They got Cartoon Network. They got old catalogs, just like Disney. They also have Warner Brothers and stuff like that from other divisions that also animate and make live action content. So they have lots of big budgets behind them. Even though this pandemic has turned everything topsy-turvy, they can still make it out alive. Now, Daniel, as a self-proclaimed comic book lover and movie buff, was also part of the team that purchased Lucasfilms in 2012 for $4.0 billion. So I guess this is going under his reputation as somebody who's been there throughout all the big decisions of Disney. Marvel and Star Wars have become masterpieces of Disney strategy in recent years. The two franchises not only box office successes. Now, then, this is still part of the CNBC article. The two franchises are not only box office successes, generating more than $22 billion over the last decade, but have become vital to the company's merchandising, licensing, and theme parks. And as you know, the theme parks for Disney is going down. It's been going down. It's open, it's closed, it's open, and they have restrictions that came over it. And people didn't really like that. And I'm pretty sure the place that you loved and you knew, going up and down like that is pretty annoying. Now, in 2017, Daniel joined Walt Disney Imagineering, so he does have a good reputation under his belt as for what he does or what he did, because being a part of Imagineering is actually pretty hard. It's one of the highest level positions that you can get within the theme parks and such, even as an intern. As a key piece of success, Disney's overall strategy is how it feeds content into other aspects of his business. Now, since streaming is one of the biggest things, I think, personally, after reading this article, that Disney is going to be shifting towards the digital. Now that we already know it's going to be shifting towards streaming, but they're trying to revamp everything that they do digitally. Everything used to be physical. Theme parks, physical. Movie theater releases, physical. So now they have to shift towards another realm that most businesses have to shift towards in this climate. So now they got to switch from being a physical and digital to being solely digital. It might work out in Disney's favor. Not in the sense that their apps have been well received and stuff, because they have been seen to be spying on kids and stuff like that. And this is on a part of Disney's own application teams. But it seems like a very good fit for them to go ahead and make apps and games and virtual places where you can hang out, like Club Penguin, but other big things. So I see Disney switching on to video games, 3D spaces like virtual realms, and they're probably going to do more and more Darth Vader VR headset stuff like that. And I can't wait in terms of the digital revamps that they're going to be doing at Disney. But as far as the streaming thing, I think they're going to go a little bit overboard. And that's how I see it, because Disney likes to go into it and then they go overboard into it and then they have to switch up themselves, because this is a common theme and also common problem within Disney itself. There was a book written by one of the chief people that created Pixar, and Disney had a lot of faults where they would go ahead and do one thing for a long time, lose their way, and then drop, and they would have to revamp it again. And that happened 2 or 3 times under this man's leadership within his book. It's called something, Creative Dreams Under Pixar or something like that. Look up Pixar book under your audiobooks or something, and you can read it there. Now then, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please comment down your ideas about Disney and what is going to be doing in the future. Go ahead and like and subscribe. Put on that notification bell for us, and we'll be making more luscious content for you. Thank you for listening to the episode of The Red and Yellow.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.